Shauna Turner remembers the day all too well. September 30th, 2015.
I didn't get to see it. I heard it. Just this loud boom that I'll never forget.
She was standing on the field coaching the girls' soccer team when it started pouring. To get out of the rain, she ran over to the little ticket booth. But there was already a guy in there, so she leaned up against the metal door. And that's when it happened. Shauna was struck by lightning.
I don't remember much, but I remember being thrown to the ground.
Can you describe to me what kind of sensation physically you felt?
Oh, absolutely. Where I was leaning on the metal door frame on my arm, it felt like boiling jello.
Soon, her feet started tingling. Then her chest hurt so much, it felt like it was caving in.
What was your immediate reaction to it?
Confusion. I mean, I knew at that point I'd been struck by lightning, but I didn't even understand what that meant because I was alive. I was moving, but a lot of pain in my body. Just the burning sensation was incredible.
This is Home Made, an original podcast by Rocket Mortgage about the meaning of homes and what we can learn about ourselves in them. I'm Stephanie Fu. In this episode, a woman's life, her health, and even her home all change in a flash. But she has to convince everyone else of that. Shauna is a teacher at Jack Britt High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where she teaches biology and special education. She's a great mom, single mother of four kids. To support them, Shauna also worked as a gymnastics coach, so her days were full. She woke up at 7 to get them to school, got home at 8:30 at night, cooked dinner, and did housework after the kids went to sleep.
On the weekends, it was outside work. It was taking the kids places. People would say I was kind of like the Energizer Bunny. I never stopped.
That sounds really hectic, chaotic.
It was fun, though.
Shauna was on it 24/7. She was the backbone of her family and deeply committed to her students. Super reliable, never messed up. Which was maybe why nobody called her an ambulance after she was struck by lightning. The bolt had landed within 20 feet of her, traveled through power lines to the metal frame of the ticket booth she was leaning against, and traveled through her. But in a daze, Shauna picked herself up and said she was okay. And for some crazy reason, everyone believed her.
I was left just to drive home with my son.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't very good, but yeah.
Shauna was in no shape to drive. But her son, who was with her, was too young to take the wheel.
My son was like, "Mom, you yelled f-." I wasn't concerned that I had just been struck by lightning, but I was worried I was going to get in trouble because I said a curse word at school.
Shauna's son couldn't really help her, so she called her boyfriend from the car.
First off, he got upset when I called him because I guess I woke him up. So once I got home, it was kind of a, were you really kind of questioning me? But I guess by the way I looked, he knew something had happened. So he got in the car and he took over driving. I went to the passenger seat and he rushed me to the hospital. And I told them, I said, you know, something is not right in my head. I don't feel right. They actually did a CAT scan at that point and they said, oh, there's nothing. You're fine. There's nothing we can treat. Go on.
So did you believe them?
I didn't know what to believe. I knew I didn't feel okay, but I thought, okay, it's going to get better.
2 days later, Shauna thought, okay, Energizer Bunny time. The kids aren't going to feed themselves. So she went back into work.
The first thing my principal said to me is, what in the hell are you doing here? And I told him, I said, they didn't tell me I couldn't come to work. So here I am. I mean, just every muscle in my body hurt. But I wanted to be there for my kids.
In the coming weeks, though, Shauna started to realize that something was very wrong. She wasn't the same teacher she had been. If she put something down, she couldn't remember where. She couldn't remember conversations or due dates. When she read questions out loud to her students, she would look back down at the list and have no idea what she'd just read. Even reading was difficult. One time, she was in class, the kids had been told what happened, and a boy raised his hand. But Shauna could not remember his name.
I turned around towards the board and started to tear up a little bit. Sorry. But he came up behind me and he touched my arm and told me that I could call him any name I wanted. And then he just stood there and he hugged me. And I mean, the kids were so neat because they all came up and it became a class hug.
Oh, kids can be so pure and beautiful sometimes. They can like understand things better than adults in some ways, huh?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It got to the point where Shauna had to have an assistant teacher to help her do all the things she used to do herself. Things were bad, but then they got really weird at home. Shauna first noticed it one day when she was carrying a basket of laundry upstairs and went to turn on the light.
And when I hit the light switch, I mean, the light does come on, but it sounds like it's, you know, it's just, it's sizzling in there. It was quite frightening. I didn't know, you know, I immediately turned it off because I didn't know if it was going to catch the house on fire. Just out of fear of, you know, me touching it, what was it going to do?
Shauna waited for the kids to get home and asked them to flip the switch.
And I think they thought I was kind of crazy because they're like, no, Mom, it's not doing it.
Every room Shauna entered sizzled, sparked, popped. She caught static shocks from just about anything. Fans, metal surfaces, light switches, cords. Her home had become an electrical field. Especially in the winter, the static shocks were loud and painful. It got to the point where Shauna says she was afraid to turn on the lights or use household appliances.
The situation that happened in 2015 will always affect me in some small shape or another, some of them large, some of them small, but affects even just my movement around my home doing things. I won't do anything with electricity because I know it's more dangerous for me to get around it.
So what was it like to have to grapple with the loss of the person that you were and the new body that you were living in now?
That was probably the worst part, is that I knew I wasn't the same mother. I wasn't the same person. It was almost a death, and watching a death of some of the things that I had.
Yeah.
I couldn't cook a full meal because stirring the food hurt my arms so bad, I couldn't finish. You know, it was frustrating not to be able to remember, oh, you know, your children have this on Sunday that they have to do. I couldn't remember any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I got really, really depressed.
You liked being the super functional Energizer Bunny?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It got to the point, I wouldn't say I was suicidal, but I did pray that I wouldn't wake up.
Yeah.
Some of Shauna's fondest family memories are of rainy days spent at home with her kids.
I loved lightning. I loved thunder. I didn't want my kids to ever be scared of it, so we would go in the garage, you know, with the door open, and we would watch storms. We would run in the puddles. We would play in the rain. I mean, I wasn't scared of it at all. I wasn't scared of the loud claps of thunder. None of it.
Shauna and the kids would sit in the garage for hours with cameras out, trying to just capture a bolt of lightning as it came down.
I got some amazing pictures of lightning. We always referred to it as God's creation because it was beautiful. And we enjoyed that. And you'd never catch me doing that again.
It's not like Shauna didn't try to work on her fear. Dealing with stormy weather was difficult for her, so her first goal was simple. Sit on the porch while it rained. That's all. A friend came over to help during a small storm. Rain fell lightly, and a bit of thunder could be heard well off in the distance. Every time she felt uneasy, Shauna went inside. When she didn't hear any more thunder, she'd come back out until she heard it again. In and out she went several times. At one point, everything seemed safe.
And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, there was just a sound that was just unbearable. I actually ended up dropping to my knees on my front porch, and I didn't see the lightning. It actually hit the side of my house. It took out the TV modem and the cable box because it came in actually through the line of the TV. It was almost like the lightning's out to get me.
Lightning strikes on houses aren't unique. They can cause serious damage to the exterior, but they can also travel right inside through power lines or cable lines, plumbing, and anything else that can conduct electricity. In some cases, people have been struck inside their homes, like through their windows. In fact, 32% of all lightning strikes happen indoors. And Shauna learned 400 to 500 people a year are struck by lightning and survive. And those who do are more likely to be struck again. Some have been struck up to 7 times. This, of course, was terrifying.
I'm not as comfortable in my home as I was before. I know being anywhere, you can still be struck. And during any storm, you need to be careful. I check the weather constantly. If it's going to rain, I don't do anything.
In the months and years after the lightning strike, Shauna was not on the mend. The pain, the cognitive issues, the fear and anxiety weren't getting better. And even worse, nobody around Shauna believed what she was going through. Not her family, her boyfriend, or her doctors.
I mean, I had a psychologist even tell me that it was all stress. And that maybe I had had a stroke sometime in my life that I didn't know about.
At one point, her son Dylan stopped talking to Shauna.
Finally, I had brought it up to my youngest daughter. And I told her, I said, you know, something's going on with Dylan. Can you please see if you can figure out what's going on? And she let me know that from their conversation that he's tired of hearing about the lightning. He doesn't want to hear the stories. He doesn't want to be around it. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Shauna's boyfriend got frustrated when she didn't want to go outside. He said she was ignoring him when she would do her own medical research. And then he just left. They'd been together for 7 years.
That is when I was at my lowest point. I just felt like everybody I loved, all my friends, all my family I was so far away from them. I was like in a different world. I couldn't remember to check up on people.
Yeah.
And my friends just started going away.
It's a big change when, after the lightning strike, you said you were putting everyone first except yourself.
Oh, yeah. I was the rock for everybody. Mm-hmm. If there was a problem, they all came to me. And then after that, it was like I couldn't be that person.
Shauna needed someone to take care of her for a change. During her research into lightning victims, Shauna came across a lightning strike and electrical shock survivor support group page on Facebook. It's a private support group for people like Shauna with over 400 members. They share experiences and offer therapies that have worked for them. Shauna identified with their posts immediately.
I didn't feel like I was an alien anymore. No one understood me. So then it makes you want to kind of hide some of it because people aren't believing it. But to hear somebody else still experiencing the symptoms, let me know that I wasn't making them up.
Shauna started engaging with the community, and one of the group moderators told her about an annual conference the group held and invited her to attend. So she drove up to Lynchburg, Virginia.
I went in and, you know, I was scared. I didn't know what I was going to find. I didn't know how the people were going to be. I didn't know anything.
There was a sign in the hotel lobby that said, "Welcome, lightning strike survivors." Attendees went around a big table and talked about their lives after being struck by lightning.
Then, you know, it finally got to me. I had a real hard time telling my story through tears. And people would get up and they would come over to me and they would hold my hand or they'd, you know, bring me a tissue, give me a hug.
It's kind of like that big group hug that you had with your students.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So many friends had abandoned you and now you finally were sort of almost replacing that community that you'd lost.
It was an immediate family. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt so close to them that weekend.
But then her new family gave Shauna the good news, bad news spiel. The bad news was things would continue to get worse for at least 3 years. And Shauna remembers becoming really upset when they told her she would always have some symptoms. But the good news was things would get better after 3 years. In the meantime, they were there to help her. They gave her a booklet called Life After Lightning and told her to keep track of everything. Symptoms, doctors. They taught her to say out loud, phone, wallet, keys, so she could remember them as she walked out the door. And then one guy told her to write down the 10 most important things in her life.
And what was the purpose of it?
It was to make me start to think of positive things in my life that were still there. That I could strive for, that the lightning hadn't taken away everything that was positive.
Shauna can't remember most of the things she listed, but she does remember number one, that she was still alive. Back home, Shauna worked on her short-term memory issues. She borrowed her son's Game Boy and played memory games.
I was driven by seeing that I was getting better at some of the games, and now some of them frustrated me so much I just wanted to scream and throw the thing. But eventually I started getting better even at those. So that's when I knew that my actual brain was starting to come around and let me remember some things.
This led to other improvements, like remembering how to do everyday tasks and not having to say things to herself, like the toothpaste goes on the toothbrush, not the soap.
Emotionally, I think I was starting to figure out who I was now, figure out the new person I was, what I still could do.
And what were some of the things that you liked about the new you?
I know it's going to sound really strange, but because of my processing issues now and because of some of the problems with like word recall and stuff like that, I understand my students better. I get when they hear something, it doesn't mean that it in their brain, it means anything. And it may come 5 minutes later. And that's hard to understand unless you've experienced it. And I think that was the most positive thing I got out of it was I did become a more effective teacher.
Because you had new empathy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As her Lightning Group friends predicted, recovery was slow, but she attended the Lynchburg conference every year. And every time, she shared her experience.
And in fact, at the very last conference I attended in person, I think it was Norm. And I think he looked over to me and he said, Shauna, he said, it's been 3 years and this is the first conference you've been able to talk without crying. Mm. So they said, we've seen the growth in you. We've seen how you've changed. We've seen how you're able to hold your life now.
When he said that to you, how did you feel?
It's almost like your parents saying good job for something you've accomplished when you were young. It was like, okay, I'm getting through this. I'm doing well. You know, other people can see it.
Shauna has taken a few of her kids to conferences, and it helped them better understand and accept what their mother is dealing with. But a big moment for Shauna happened back at home when one of her daughters was visiting, helping her clean up some tile on the front porch.
She actually had moved away before the lightning strike, so she hadn't seen the immediate change. And so as we were moving the tile, she stopped and she goes, Mom, why are you doing it this way? And I was like, I don't know. And she said, I definitely see your thought process is completely different after the strike because you never would have done it this way before. I guess I was doing it in a way that it took a lot longer. It was still getting it done, but not as efficiently. And I think at that point, she realized that there really was something that had changed cognitively about me.
Shauna is still working on Dylan, the son who stopped talking to her for a while. He was at home with her for all of those first several years, and she says it was tough on him. But overall, things are improving in her family.
Was there any moment of like more acceptance or care from your kids?
My oldest thinks I'm a cool person now because I do use cuss words, which I never did before. I seem to have lost my filter a little bit when I speak. And when Mom used the F word around her the first time, she like celebrated. She thought that was absolutely fantastic. And she and I, we talk probably once a week now. I can call her if I'm upset. She'll call me if she's upset. And she just says, my mom's a real cool person now that she was struck by lightning.
Yeah, you're the chiller mom.
Exactly. My children and I now are on a different level of understanding, a more mature level. They kind of understand why what happened in the past. And they're there for me now. They call and they check on me now. I think that it's just being thankful for, you know, when you wake up in the morning that you've got another day to spend with loved ones.
And Shauna, do you look out of the window often up the sky to see if it's a clear day?
I do now, yes.
And how does it make you feel when, let's say, thick clouds start forming in the sky?
A lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, not knowing exactly what's going to happen through the day. I also watch, you know, the Weather Channel quite a bit to confirm what's going to happen in the area.
Just so you know.
Absolutely.
Shauna's kids kept a close eye on her. They even talked about one of them moving back in with her. But then one of her daughters suggested Shauna start dating again, told her to post a profile on an app. But Shauna insisted on one thing.
I actually put on my dating profile that I'd been struck by lightning because I wanted someone to understand that there are issues that I suffer with and it's going to be part of my life.
She matched with a guy. They texted a bunch over one weekend, Then they decided to meet up.
And the first thing he says is, so tell me about the lightning. And I was like, well, we didn't talk about it, you know, the whole weekend. And he's like, well, I didn't want to find anything out unless we were face to face. And he was very interested in it. He had never met anyone that had been struck by lightning. I was ready to be with him almost immediately because it was such a comfort.
The new guy was great. He listened, was curious, and most of all, he believed her.
He's always told me it doesn't matter whether I'm the old person, the new person. You know, the person that I am now is the one that he loves. And that's always nice to know.
But how much he believed her was tested the first time it rained. They were sitting on the porch, having a coffee when it started. The wind picked up. Shauna could hear the neighbor's chimes ringing. And then she heard the rolling thunder.
I start to rock a lot when a storm comes in, even if I'm not in a rocking chair. And he could tell I was starting to get nervous, and he grabbed my hand, and you know, he's like, you know, do you want to stay out? Do you want to go in? I was like, no, I just want to stay out and see what happens. And then, of course, you know, it lit up one more time, and I was like, okay, no, I'm done. I didn't know if he was going to get in his car and leave. And that's when he took me by the hand, and he said, come on, let's go upstairs. So he helped me up the stairs, helped me get into the bed, shut all the blinds in the room, and turned the TV on loud so that I couldn't hear the thunder. Got my weighted blanket and then just laid to me next to me and just let me know he was there with me, that I'm going to be okay now that he's here, you know, that he'll protect me. He'll be there with me through the storms.
You've been listening to Home Made by Rocket Mortgage. My name is Stephanie Fu. You can reach us at rocketmortgage.com/homemade. Thanks for listening.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org, number 30.
Great news. As a HomeMade listener, you're eligible to score an exclusive $2,000 credit towards buying a home. Use it to lower your interest rate or put towards closing costs. Don't miss this chance to save on a new home. Visit rocketmortgage.com/homemade to apply today. Client will receive a lender credit of $2,000. This offer is only available to clients who call the dedicated phone number or go through the dedicated website, apply, and close their loan through the dedicated program on or after June 12, 2023. Call 866-374-7050 for cost information. Conditions and restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
30.